Welcome to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help aspiring entrepreneurs turn ideas into real businesses. I'm Greg, entrepreneurship professor, serial entrepreneur, and founder coach. And each episode, I share practical insights to help you start strong and build momentum. Today's episode is called The Highest Form of Accomplishment. Let's dive in. Picture this. You just celebrated your biggest business win yet. The dopamine is flowing, people are congratulating you, and everything feels perfect. But here's what nobody tells you about success. It might actually be the very thing preventing your next breakthrough. The highest form of accomplishment isn't what you think it is, and understanding this difference could transform how you think about your entrepreneurial journey. Let me start with something that might surprise you. Harvard Business School research reveals that 67% of entrepreneurs get stuck after their first major win. Think about that for a moment. When we achieve something significant, our brain chemistry literally changes. Dopamine drops, and we naturally seek comfort in repeating what already worked. We start optimizing yesterday's strategy instead of innovating for tomorrow's opportunity. It's like trying to win today's game with last season's playbook, but there's something even more subtle happening here. When you achieve something meaningful, you become the person who did X. And that identity, while rewarding, can become a prison. If you nail e-commerce, you keep launching products instead of exploring service-based models. If you master social media marketing, you stay in that lane instead of learning systems or operations. Your past success creates blind spots to new possibilities that don't fit your current identity. Here's where it gets interesting. Stanford research shows that entrepreneurs who regularly abandon successful strategies to try new approaches generate 3 times more long-term wealth. Each apparent failure in a new area builds transferable skills that compound across ventures. The highest form of accomplishment isn't repeating old wins. It's building the ability to accomplish new things. Let me tell you about Sarah, a 26-year-old who built a thriving Instagram consulting business generating $15,000 months. Instead of scaling that success, she walked away at the peak to learn software development. Her friends thought she was crazy. 6 months of struggling later, she launched a simple automation tool specifically for Instagram consultants. That apparent step backward taught her technical skills that multiplied her business potential by 10. Now she owns the entire ecosystem, consulting and software, generating $50,000 months. The key insight wasn't her willingness to take risks, it was her willingness to become a beginner again, despite already being successful. So here's what I want you to do this week. Write down your biggest business success from the last 12 months. Now ask yourself this question. What would I try if I couldn't do this thing anymore? Pick one completely different skill or business model that scares you but excites you. Spend just 2 hours learning the basics, watch tutorials, take a mini course, interview someone in that space. You're not abandoning your current success. You're building what I call accomplishment agility, the capacity to succeed in entirely new domains. Remember, your greatest accomplishment shouldn't be what you've already done. It should be your growing ability to master whatever comes next. Thanks for listening to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, helping founders build businesses bigger than themselves. If you found value in today's episode, subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone just starting their entrepreneurial journey. Until next time, start strong. Build momentum and keep moving forward.